Blog Talk Radio.
EddieTheHatSportsRadio.com.
What do you think of those apples, Bobby?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's hard to imagine. I think I'm going to have to Facebook and tweet that right away.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I just want you to know. And I also want to let everybody know that we have a new correspondent that's coming on board with us on our Thursday horse race handicapping show. And his name is Josh Hanna. He'll be joining us every Thursday morning. He'll be our NorCal correspondent. He comes from a very heavily populated racing background. His father was a trainer, a jockey. His uncle is the main distributor of the Daily Racing Form up north. And so we're quite excited to have him coming on board with us. He's going to help us with the Northern California horse racing. He's also very good friends with Jerry Hollendorfer, and we look forward to having him on Thursdays starting next week. All right. If you want to follow us and help us get out of our free selection slump, there's two ways to do it. Log on to sportswagers-selections.com and go ahead, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get those tweeted to your mobile device. And hopefully we're going to be breaking that slump soon. We're 0-3 the last 3 days, and been in a little bit of a slump, but folks, we'll bounce out of it. Don't worry. All right, Bobby, you're up. Who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Besides Bobby, we don't have to go further than the Angels and the Dodgers for hitters or for pitchers. The two hitters on the Angels, Mike Trout and Cole Calhoun, both of these guys are like cookies out of Nana's oven. We're talking they're warm.
Ooh, warm and gooey.
Did you see Trout last night? He hit his home run in the I think it was the eighth inning. In fact, I think he hit two home runs yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
But I saw the homer in the eighth. This kid is just amazing how good he is. The question is now, how long is he going to stay that good? He's just simply amazing. You know, he's one of those. You know, it's like Albert Pujols. You know, he's going to be as good for as long as his health, as long as his legs don't age. He's just amazing.
Well, he's only 23, Bobby.
I know. I mean, that should give him at least four or five more years at these Hall of Fame standards, and if he is as clean a liver as he is, as clean living as he is, he may be the one that really does end up challenging all of the records, you know, and he may, you know, he's still young enough that, and his speed is sensational, he may be able to approach the 390, 400 level, you know, you just never know.
Bobby, you're a fellow historian like I am, baseball. Can you tell me, last night when he hit his 25th and 26th homers, it is the fourth time that he has hit 25 homers by his 23rd birthday. Who were the other three? They're all Hall of Famers.
I would imagine one of them would have been Mel Ott.
Mel Ott was one.
Was Eddie Matthews one of them?
Eddie Matthews. The other was a right-handed National League hitter. Actually, he played in both leagues.
Was it Kiner?
No, Frank Robinson. Robinson,
oh, okay.
Matthews, and Ott. That's pretty exclusive company.
Well, that you don't get much better than that, and As I was looking at those numbers last night, one of the things I thought about was that I do hope that we find a way to deal with the steroid era, because when you have a guy, I think Rafael Palmeiro, I think Palmeiro has. Does he have 600 home runs?
No.
Five. It's like 590.
He's got no.
Five.
I think he's in the. You know, I'm not sure how many. He's not close to 600, though. I do not believe.
Oh well, he was over 550. I know that, but he was in there where, in 1965 or so, he would have been third or fourth on the all-time list.
But right.
For me, to have a guy that has over 500 home runs and over 3,000 hits, not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is even bigger an oversight. As big an oversight as Pete Rose, I just they got to figure out some way to deal with this, other than just saying we reject them as players. They are part of the game, and they're a big part of the game.
Put the steroid guys in a different wing. Put Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, all those guys. Put them in a separate wing and say these guys were in the Hall of Fame, but they were on steroids.
Well, yeah, I put some pills or a needle on their plaque. I don't know, but you know,
you can't put them in with the guys who played the game clean. No way.
All right, Poppy, who's on your who's not list as far as being cold or whatever?
But batting, it's Andrelton Simmons. The kid has been an empty uniform for a week. He hasn't got a hit, a run, or an RBI or a stolen base. And yet he is mesmerizing. He's magnetic to watch. He is such a good fielder. I can't think. I mean, you got to go back 20 years to think of a shortstop that was as electric as Simmons was in the field. You know, maybe you've got somebody else. But before I get off the who's hot, I got to say one other thing. The Dodger pitchers, Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw, are having a season for the ages right now. And with Greinke and his, 38 consecutive scoreless innings?
35 and a third.
But unbelievable. And he's on such a beam right now. This is the kind of thing that teams ride to pennants and world championships. If Greinke and Kershaw can put this kind of stuff up in October, they will go into the World Series. They will get to the World Series, and Kershaw will get the monkey off the back about not being a big game pitcher. But anyway, it looks good for Dodger fans.
Looks good for the Dodger fans. All right, I'm going to write that down, Bobby.
Hey, I got to tell Honda one thing. I know you don't get Vin Scully up there. We're in Dodger land, but Vin told a story last night about Frank Howard, and it was because there was a ball hit back through the middle that almost undressed the pitcher. He talked about the time. He said that he'll always think of Alvin Jackson, and he said Howard hit one back through the box, and it seemed to go between Jackson's head and his hat, and everybody came out to talk to him, but he waved everyone away. But he said, you know, that he had turned. It changed color because it frightened him so much. But anyway, but he said everyone went out to see Jackson to see how he was, but it was a psychological blow, but not a death blow.
All right. Gentlemen, we're going to go out to Los Alamitos right now and give our free play out. And that is going to come in today's sixth race, number 2, Smooth Talker, for the Doug O'Neill Barn, Joe Talamo. Will be introduced to this horse today. Number 2, Smooth Talker, sixth race out of Los Alamitos. And if you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. Sixth race, Los Al, number 2, Smooth Talker. Couple of bucks to win in place. And I'm also going to give everybody a bonus horse today, which I usually don't do. And we're going to go here in the fifth race, number 2, Take Me to Church. This is a horse that ran huge in his debut. Doesn't show. This horse walked out of the gate. made a nice run through the lane, would not, really not persevered with too much into the stretch. Brian Corner trains his horse, Talamo rides back, and the little mini, probably insignificant drop in class here to the 40K level is going to make a huge difference here with this horse. And two-year-old filly, number two, fifth race, Take Me to Church. All right, we're going to take our first and only time out. When we come back, we're going to have Boppy's Corner. Boppy's Pigskin Preview is going to continue here. And after a quick timeout, we will be back. This is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And we got another 15 minutes for you when we come back.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on, come on, come on.
All right, sports fans, you're listening to Keeping Score with Boppy, and we have returned. And Boppy, what do you got for us? Boppy's Corner, pigskin preview.
I think for my peerless pigskin prognostication, I want to talk about another dark horse. This time I want to go. I want to go to the Southeast Conference. I think that last year we had Mississippi as kind of our off the charts, the place where we could go, and this year we're going to go back there. And I think this is also a team that's capable. Mind you, capable of getting there, of getting to that Final Four because they're in the Southeast Conference. Now, don't laugh. I'm going to say Tennessee. Now, Tennessee does not have a winning culture right now.
I'm not laughing, but I'm giggling.
Okay. But they've pushed all the right buttons. They've had top five class recruiting for a couple of years now, and Coach But Jones is doing all of the right things. Right now, it depends on the quarterback. They had a freshman running the show last year, and he's that spread option, and he's got all the tools. If he comes through, we're talking. It could be a short trip to the top of the SEC. You know, I mean, I just. It could be a great, great run and a great, great era for Tennessee.
Okay, so we, just to refresh here, we have Michigan, and which is a team to watch to get to the championship.
And Utah. And
Utah, okay. So also today we've added to the mix Tennessee.
And I think that if you look at Tennessee, if you look at these teams, these are teams that early in the season, I think the lines could be a little skewed wrong, and it could be a time when you could steal some money, picking up some easy money when the line isn't big enough for these teams or goes against them. I think that these are teams that are going to be powers this year.
Okay. All right. Well, Tennessee. All right. I don't have the line in front of me right now, Bobby, but that's going to be at least triple digits.
Yeah.
I would imagine. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby. We're gonna keep track of these now, and we're gonna have playbacks during the season.
Well, so we can attract more listeners. Now remember, in a couple of weeks, we're gonna do the BYU preview. I'll give you the independent preview that we have on there. I may even call a former secret correspondent who used to blog about that until he had to go undercover. BYU was actually holding an investigation to try to find out who he was because he had such good inside information. We'll bring Cruiser, the secret BYU blogger, back to this program and talk about BYU's chances this year when they have the most daunting schedule, you know, in the Power Five, and they're not in the Power Five.
Right. Well, I want to let the listeners know too that Bobby, you have a famous Indian chief that is a friend of yours, and what is he? What's his name?
A famous Indian.
Yeah, that says that Bobby speaks through blue-colored glasses.
Bobby talking about BYU football is like Ronald McDonald talking about McDonald's.
Hey, I may be looking through blue goggles, blue-flavor goggles, but I'm telling you, this is the year the Cougars will rise.
But Bobby, you should be the moderator on BYU Sports Nation. Cheerleader.
Oh, those guys are way too good for me. Those guys are awesome.
Well,
they're good.
They're wonderful.
Everything's rosy and you know, come on, have a little bit of
objectivity. All right, guys. All right, Bobby, you've been documented. So we'll see how well you do.
Okay.
Folks, we're going to go out to our free play here in MLB before we continue. And after very lengthy consideration, you know, a lot of these guys, teams are starting to get worn out. I don't know how you can say that when you're making, you know, close to $200 million. But we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Dead arms. Bad hammies, worn out obliques, and just plain being overweight and out of shape before the All-Star break. We're going to go back to Chicago for one last dance before the break, and we're going to give John Lester a play here, 925-926. We're going to go with the Lester man at -114. We're going to hope and we're going to pray that the Cubs decide to go out and give the guy some run support. And we got that last night with Madison Bumgarner and the Giants. And let's hope that we get it in Chicago today. The only asterisk by this pick is that there is a 40% chance of storms and showers moving in. We certainly do not want to see this at game time and have Lester sitting in the clubhouse for 4 or 5 hours. So you're going to want to make sure you check the weather beforehand. But as of right now, 9:26, the Cubs and Lester at -114 is our free play. Hondo, real quick, do you have anything for us?
What difference does it make in the seventh race at Los Alamitos with Thiago Piera and Philip D'Amato teaming up? When they team up, they're 28% success rate.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, we got about 6 minutes left, so let's go ahead and open it up. We can talk about NBA. I do real quick want to say that I congratulate the Clippers for the most embarrassing situation that I have actually heard, and I'm going to say it, in my lifetime. I never thought that I would say that an NBA team would stoop as low and to do the bullshit and the nonsense that they participated in the free agency signing of Jordan. I saw enough of that man last year. God only knows why they want him back that much this year. They got him. Congratulations. And I will say to the Clipper fans, good luck. I don't know what you're expecting, but hey, you know what? What do I know? They got their big man back, and I'm going to say, gentlemen, real quick, before I let you guys have the mic back, that Charles Barkley made perhaps the best commentary soundbite that I have heard of over the entire situation. And Charles Barkley said that if you went over to Jordan and said, hey, I'm going to lock you in the gym overnight, you can't slam dunk, and the following morning you're going to open up the door and you're going to see that Jordan has 6 points. And that is that's a beautiful quote, because that really sums it up. All right, guys, have at it.
Well, I don't know how Boppy feels, but I think through all this, DeAndre Jordan showed his true character, and
he has not.
There was no agreement signed, true, but the man shook hands and gave his word. He was going to Dallas. He held them hostage for 5 days. Dallas was making plans for next year with in mind that Jordan was going to be part of that team. Then for him to pull a switch, and then worst of all, not even talk to Mark Cuban or the Mavericks and let him know I've changed my mind. He ignored them. He didn't take their calls. That's one of the worst examples of a person and his character that I've seen in the history of the NBA, and that's pretty bad.
I just wonder when they had their sleepover if they were wearing pajamas were watching Netflix and calling out for Domino's Pizza. And
then Doc Rivers excuses it by saying, well, I've courted free agents before, and they never got back to me. Well, did they ever have an agreement with you? No, you were waiting for them to get back to you with an answer, yes or no, I wanted to come and play for your team. So for Doc Rivers to sit and say something like that, he's almost as bad as Jordan.
Yeah, it was a little bit, a little bit ridiculous. Maybe they were playing PlayStation and ordering pizza and giggling and, in their pajamas and PJs. But it was ridiculous. I love Popovich saying, somebody asked him, well, are you going to be calling players at midnight and this and that? And Pop said, no, I'm going to be in bed. If I have to call anybody at midnight, I don't want them. And you know what? Congratulations, because that, my friends, is a gentleman, a coach that knows where it's at. Not playing games. I'm going to be in bed at midnight. And if you want to play games like that, I don't want to have anything to do with you. My hat's off to
what I see of the Clippers is another example of somebody who makes up a code of conduct after they've robbed the bank, that, and they define why it's okay. What do you say about that other than shake your head and say, I'm looking elsewhere for friends?
No, that's exactly it. All right, gentlemen, we've reached the end of another show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hondo, thank you for calling in this morning.
All righty, guys.
And Boppy, it's your time. Go ahead and say it.
Hey, be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see y'all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, good luck with your wagers this weekend, the remaining part of next week. Don't forget, we'll be back same time, same place next Saturday from 8 to 8:30. Until then, may all your wagers be winning ones, and we'll see you in the cashier's line.